Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, workers who are made redundant will soon avoid a cliff edge fall in earnings under plans to be brought to government by Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys. The measure could see workers who become unemployed receive up to €450 in weekly payments for 6 months. Well, for reaction to all of this, we're joined by Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland, and you're welcome, Catherine, to the programme this evening. This raise in payments for people who become unemployed, welcome, I'm sure, by very many people. How do your members feel?
Look, first of all, I commend the minister for this initiative, but it struck me as I was listening to the announcement. The minister talked about people who have paid PRSI all their working lives suddenly finding themselves in an awful situation where they don't have a job. And it struck me so many full-time family carers are in that exact situation. But on top of losing their jobs or having to give up work, they also have the additional stress of having to care full-time for a loved one, whether it's a child or an adult who has got a diagnosis, terminal illness, and that person requires full-time care. Yet, those family carers are expected to live on €236 per week. And that's if, and it's a big if, they even get the carer's allowance, which is the weekly payment, because it is a means-tested payment, which looks not only at the carer's income, but the household income. So whilst I commend the initiative, I would say to the minister, please give the same consideration to full-time family carers by getting rid of the means test for carers allowance and introducing a fair participation income for family carers to recognise their value, their social value, but also their economic value to our society. I think it's high time that we started to really value the work of family carers, and there's never been a better time with the extra money in the purses. So commend the minister. She has done quite a bit over the last few years. I know there's a pension coming for long-term carers, but we really need to see the means test gone and carers paid for the work that they do every day.
So if we take that example of a means test, just to clarify the situation as it stands at the moment, say you're working, I don't know, in a well-paid job and you decide to give up your work because you need to care for somebody at home, whether it be a child or somebody else vulnerable in the household, and your husband or your significant other has a good job, there's plenty of money coming into the house. At the moment, then the person who gives up their job won't get any money from government for giving up their own job.
Yep. So what happens is the means test, basically, it looks at the income of the household. So say you have a husband and a wife, and as you said, the wife has to give up work, maybe to care for a child with a disability. If the household income is over €750 per week, then that person, the wife in this case, will either get no carers allowance or maybe a reduced rate of carers allowance depending on her husband or her partner's salary. So it also forces women to be dependent, you know, on the male earner. So it's archaic in terms of it's outdated. Carers allowance was brought in over 30 years ago, and it was brought in to support people who might be caring for elderly relatives. 33 years on, we need a new payment which recognises, as I said, the value and the work that family carers do. It should not be means tested. It should be needs tested. If somebody needs full-time care, if a parent or if somebody is willing to do that, and it could be a son or daughter caring for their elderly parent either, but if they're willing to do that and want to do it and it's the preferred option for the person they're caring for, they should be supported both financially but also through our health services to do that.
So currently, as we're told in the budget, the upcoming budget, as we know, there's an awful lot of money sloshing around, but we're told again and again by government that money, they're very reluctant to invest it into payments that will have to be repeated again and again. Rather, they're looking at one-off spending because they're unsure of that revenue into the future. What do you want or need to see then in the budget?
We need to see the government moving towards abolishing the means test for carers allowance and a new payment that recognises the work that carers do. Carers save or say €20 billion every single year. That's the same cost as if we were to set up a new health service or HSE. That's how much they save. And by not putting supports in place like respite and health services and financial supports for carers, we are storing up pain for the future because it will cost more. Carers will get burnt out. They won't be able to continue caring for their loved ones. That's going to cost more in the long term. Right. Not, you know, putting in place interventions for young children when they need it and supports and therapies is just storing up more costs for the future. So we need means tests abolished, a fair okay. participation income for family carers.
Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.